Bear, how you doing?
Good, fellas. What's going on?
Well, lots happening, man. You probably have to become a part-time capologist now that you're covering the Blackhawks, looking at all the different scenarios on who maybe is going out. What can you tell us now that Brent Seabrook is eligible to talk contract extension? Do you think he stays with the Hawks on an extension?
Well, you know, that's not something the Hawks want to consider, actually moving Brent Seabrook. Yeah. That's not a road that they want to go down. But right now, they have to consider really all sorts of different possibilities. I mean, they never imagined that they were going to lose Brandon Saad. That's not something that they wanted to do. They don't want to think about having to trade Corey Crawford. But it's really a matter of simple math at this point. I mean, you look at it. Right now, as it stands, assuming Marcus Kruger, assuming they sign him back for, let's say, 2.5 to 3, you're going to be $6 or $7 million over the cap as it stands. And everybody's been talking about Patrick Sharp probably since February or March. He's going to be 34 in December. His production was down. He was also playing, you know, third-line minutes with third-line players, sometimes worse than that. So it's not surprising that his production was down. I still think Patrick Sharp's a good hockey player. I think you put him with top-line players, he's going to give you top-line production. But the fact is, with a cap hit of 5.9, that was going to be more difficult than I think most people thought. I didn't think it would be really easy to move him. Brian Bickle's at $4 million. He's obviously not easy to move. If you could move those two guys, you'd be in real good shape. But everybody knows they want to move those two guys, and nobody's making their life easy. I mean, nobody wants to make life easy for the Stanley Cup champions, especially since they've won it 3 times in 6 years. So it is not an easy process for them to move either one of those guys. You got to start thinking about where you're going to find the rest of that money. So you start to look ahead and you say, all right, Brent Seabrook's unrestricted after next year. Are they going to have the money to sign him back? Do they think going – I mean, look, he deserves a big contract for big money. The question is, what kind of a player do you think he'll be 3, 4, 5 years from now? So that's something they have to consider, and I think they got to think about Crawford as well. I mean, again, guys, it's just a question – of simple math. Somewhere they need to find a whole bunch of money, and it's not necessarily in the places they'd like it to be so far.
Yeah, Barry, that's exactly my read as well. I mean, Sharp's a good hockey player. He's a little bit pricey for where he's at in his career, perhaps. Bickle's just bad money, and hey, nobody forced them to offer the contract. He had a good playoff. It turned into big money. Seabrook is the only Seabrook's the only guy people want to line up to pay.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, Corey Crawford, I realize sometimes in Canada and sometimes here in the States, he doesn't get the respect I think he ought to get, especially now that he's a two-time Cup winner. He was their best player in the Stanley Cup final. Look, they could have been out in 4 games if he doesn't steal 2 of those games, and it's a 2-2 series. He was really good against Boston 2 years ago when they won the Cup. I mean, the guy, when it matters, is awfully good. I don't know what kind of an appetite there would be out there for him at $6 million a year for another 5 years. I have a feeling he might draw some interest if they put him out there. I don't know how much, but you're right. The most attractive guy, if you start thinking about ways to get under the cap, and the fact is it's a hard cap. You have to get under the cap. So you start looking at ways to do it, and if you can't move Patrick Sharp and you can't move Brian Bickle, and I don't think anybody really wants anything to do with Christopher Stieg. You've already moved Brandon Saad, who was, you know, just a dynamite player at 22 years old, and a, you know, to me looks like a future Marian Hossa. I mean, he's got everything that Hossa's been able to do in terms of natural ability. You didn't want to do that. I mean, you look around. How many opportunities do you have here? It pretty much comes down to Crawford or Seabrook if you can't move Sharp and Bickle. So, you know, then you look at Seabrook, you go, okay, he's unrestricted after next year. Again, nobody wants to ponder that possibility here in Chicago. I'm sure Stan Bowman doesn't want to think about that. But it's a simple fact. You have to get under the cap. You got to look at all these possibilities. And I think Brent Seabrook would be a very popular player on the market. Not only would it be easy to move his salary, I think you'd get a substantial return, which is something the Hawks need right now. They need some young players at very low prices who can step into the lineup fairly quickly.
Barry Rosner from the Daily Herald in Chicago joins us. Speaking of Brent Seabrook's contributions to the team, obviously 7 goals in the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, phenomenal for a defenseman considering he's never had double digits in the regular season. Plays a ton of minutes, played 26, was paired up with Keith at times, wasn't paired up with them. They really ran with top 4 defensemen. That was basically it in the playoffs. Some number guys will try to suggest that Seabrook's game has slipped. I don't necessarily agree with it, Barry. You see him night in and night out and watch it. What's your estimation on his value and his contribution to that team?
Yeah, it's pretty funny that you say that, because I remember I was talking to an NHL GM during the Detroit series in 2013. If you recall, they were down 3-1 in that series. And there were times in that series when he looked like he was just absolutely asleep. And that can happen from time to time with Brent Seabrook. But the fact is when you need big-time players to make big-time plays, Brent Seabrook is always there. I mean, he's got that sort of, and forgive the comparison, he's not Jonathan Toews. There isn't another Jonathan Toews in the National Hockey League. But he sort of has that ability to step up his game and take it to a much bigger level when they really need him. He's not afraid. He can play physical. He can jump in the play. He's got a very heavy shot. He's very good in his own end. He's got an underrated stick as far as being able to disrupt plays in his own end. He blocks shots. He's really a tremendous hockey player when it matters the most, and that is a great quality to have. He is every bit as important as any of the rest of the guys, you know, these 7 guys who have been through the 3 cups at this point. You know all their names already. He's been a huge part of that. He would be a huge part of it going forward if they indeed are able to keep him. But if I don't know if you guys are talking about the Oilers specifically or who would, you know, which teams would be interested in him. I think most teams would be interested in him. For a young team like that, that's far away, I shouldn't say far away, but for a young team like that, that's, you know, a ways away from really competing, you know, from being a team you think is going to be a power in the Western Conference. And by the way, I love what the Oilers have done. I mean, I think in a couple of years they're going to be a great team. But I don't know if that's the best situation for him. I mean, I think he's really at his best when it matters the most, which means when he's competing for a Stanley Cup, when he's in the playoffs, when it really, you know, when it's crunch time. I think it'd be great for those kids. I mean, he'd be absolutely phenomenal in the locker room. Great teacher, great leader. I don't know how great his play would be on a team that's, you know, trying to get to 500, trying to find their place in the NHL, trying to learn. Maybe you guys think the Oilers are going to be better than that next year already. But I think probably the best fit for him would be a team that thinks they can win the Stanley Cup next year. But either way, he's gonna be very useful to whoever gets him, if indeed that happens. And I don't want you to take from this that I'm suggesting the Hawks are going to trade him. I have not heard one word about that. It's just, look, you know, you guys look at the cap, I look at the cap, it's not that hard to figure out. They're going to have to find a way to do it, and that's maybe one way that could help them do it.
Well, Barry, I mean, it's a business, and we know what Seabrook is as a player. You know, he's not going to stay in Chicago. Some fans, well, would he stay for a hometown discount? Hometown discount went out the window when Kane and Toews got $10.5 million each. And even if he comes in under that, he's a $9 million a year hockey player, and that's not out of his range, I don't think. The Hawks are stuck. They can't do that right now.
Yeah, I mean, if he's even thinking about a raise at this point, and why wouldn't he? 3 Stanley Cups in 6 years and absolutely, a number one or number two defenseman on what, 26, 27 teams in this league, maybe more than that. He should be thinking about a big raise. He's already at 5.8. And you're right. The Hawks just aren't going to be able to pay it. So the question is, if you're Stan Bowman, and look, I don't love the Hawks' chances next year. I mean, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. The Western Conference just gets better and better. Specifically, their division improves every year. Every team in the division seems to get better. I don't love their chances of repeating. I think it's almost impossible to repeat anyway. They almost did it in 2014, but if you assume like I do that it's going to be difficult for them to repeat, you got to start thinking about how quickly you could get back to the top. Mm-hmm. And if you're also assuming that you're not going to be able to sign them after next year, Well, guys, that's just something you got to think about, right? I mean, you got to think about what you're going to do and how soon you're going to move them and what you can get in return.
One last one. Johnny Oduya is patiently waiting, we hear, to see if the Hawks can finagle some money to keep him in Chicago. Do you think they will be able to do that? How patient and loyal do you think Oduya will be?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I didn't really see this one coming. I thought they had absolutely no chance to retain him. Obviously, he wants to come back, so he's being patient. They're going to have to find, like I said, I mean, if you're talking about keeping Johnny Oduya, well, now that number goes from you're needing to find $6 or $7 million to needing to find $10 million. I don't see that happening. I just don't think it's possible unless he's talking about taking a serious discount. If he's gonna take a huge pay cut. But here's the thing about Johnny Oduya: when they acquired him, Johnny Oduya wasn't, you know, considered a real hot commodity around the NHL. He was just a guy. He was just another guy. You know. Maybe second pair, maybe even third pair on some teams. And what he found here was the perfect team for him. He found the perfect partner in Nick Jalmerson. He found the perfect team for him where he doesn't have to be a star, where he can just do his job. And he's done a terrific job. Full credit to Johnny Oduya. But I think he realizes this is the best place possible for him. And if he's willing to take a huge discount, he's got a chance to come back. But at this point, it seems to me impossible, but maybe he knows something from Stan Bowman that I don't, and maybe he thinks they're going to have that money. So, you'd have to think, guys, that he has already heard something from the Hawks that makes him believe that he's got a chance to come back here. So we'll see how that plays out.
Barry, we really appreciate you doing this on short notice. Enjoy the day.
My pleasure, fellas. Good luck up there.